WJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear, 25 degrees in Atlantic. We look for mostly sunny skies today, a high near 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. In state news, a man from central Minnesota was struck and killed by a car late last night on Interstate 35 in south central Iowa. The State Patrol reports 74-year-old Lawrence Anderson of Marine on St. Croix, Minnesota, was chasing a dog that had gotten away from a stranded vehicle on the shoulder of I-35 in Warren County when he was hit in the left lane of the interstate by a southbound SUV. Anderson died at the scene. The driver of the SUV was not injured. Officials say the accident happened near the St. Charles exit or mile marker 52 at around 10:30 p.m. The driver of the 1997 Chevy Suburban that struck Anderson was identified as 34-year-old Shelton Short of Osceola. Patrol says Short did not see Anderson on the road and was unable to avoid the collision. News time is 8:01.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson True Value for all your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut Street in beautiful downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Elsewhere in the news, bell ringers in Cass County collected more than $8,240 during a campaign held this year at three sites in Atlantic. According to bell ringing chair Mark Wiedemeyer, the donations, which benefit the Salvation Army's local chapter, amounted to $8,241. Last year's donations helped stranded motorists with their basic needs, also gave meat to the Atlantic Food Pantry, assisted low-income families with athletic shoes in partnership with a local shoe store, and donated money to the Shop with a Cop and Family Dream Christmas program, as well as supplies to parents as teachers programs. Authorities say Des Moines, a couple returned from a family gathering on Christmas Eve to discover that their presents had been stolen. The front door was broken open at the home of the Pry Bar sometime between 5:45 and 7:40 p.m. on Tuesday. Police say the thief or thieves got an iPad, a laptop, a gaming system, an electric guitar, family heirlooms, and $600 worth of Christmas presents. No arrests have been reported. A Des Moines woman with an ongoing feud over a doormat has been accused of attacking her neighbor on Christmas Eve. Des Moines police say 40-year-old Dana Allen was arrested Tuesday night following an incident at an apartment complex on the capital city's east side. Police say Allen and a neighbor have an ongoing feud over the placement of a doormat. Allen is accused of knocking her neighbor to the ground Tuesday and punching her several times in the face and head. Allen is charged with assault. Des Moines police have identified a woman killed in a Christmas Eve shooting. Police said Wednesday that 34-year-old Janita Larie Clemens of Des Moines was found Tuesday night inside a home on the city's north side. Gunshots had been reported earlier in the area. Police say four witnesses were taken in for questioning. Additional information about those persons has not been released. The case remains under investigation. Authorities say a Cedar Falls police officer twice shot a man who was beating him. The man, 27-year-old Zachary Church of Parkersburg, is recovering at the Satori Memorial Hospital. Cedar Falls Police Chief Jeff Olson says Church will face assault and marijuana charges after he's released from the hospital. Officer Bob Anderson had found Church asleep behind the wheel of a running car at around 3 a.m. Wednesday. Olson said Anderson was taking Church to Anderson's patrol car when Church started punching him. Church ended up atop Anderson on the ground. Olson says Anderson felt himself losing consciousness, so he pulled his revolver and shot Church. The chief said that Church backed off momentarily but soon resumed his attack, forcing another shot by Anderson. Anderson was treated at a hospital and released. The Iowa Finance Authority is developing a website that will list available rental properties throughout the state. It's free for landlords to post a listing, and a dedicated call center makes sure that available listings are kept current. IFA spokesperson Ashley Jarrett says they expect iowahousingsearch.org to go live in mid-January, and she believes it will fill a need in the state.
There is not one current listing of rentals in the state of Iowa. Our office, for instance, gets calls daily from renters or people that would like to rent asking what's available.
The IFA can direct people to some listings, according to Jared, but they are often not updated to show which properties are actually available.
But this website's going to be different in the fact that it tracks units that are actually vacant. We have a call center that's dedicated to following up with landlords on a every 2 weeks basis to make sure that the information is up to date and accurate.
In the coming weeks, Jared said the IFA will be reaching out to landlords to post available properties on the website. Statewide, she estimates over 13,000 units have already been listed. 34 other states have similar websites, including Colorado, which has used their site to help flood victims find affordable housing quickly. Another drop in sales of pull tab tickets has Iowa lottery officials considering changes. The Des Moines Register says that in a report sent to the legislature earlier this month, the lottery said that pull tab sales dropped nearly 7% over the year ending June 30th. The sales total was $16.2 million compared with $17.4 million the previous 12 months. Lottery spokeswoman Mary Neubauer said the sales drop was the fifth in a row. She says lottery officials are looking at changes that could include creating a new product, or it could be discontinuing the games or upgrading them. Scratch games grew 7% from the previous fiscal year. They accounted for $202.3 million of the lottery's $339.3 million in sales during the 12 months that ended June 30th. Dozens of exotic birds have been removed from the home of a Des Moines man killed in a police shootout are now available for adoption. The Animal Rescue League of Iowa says it has begun the adoption process for 49 birds that were taken in early December from the home of 38-year-old Stephen John Vogel. Applications are available online and will be accepted until this evening. Officials removed 55 birds, 4 cats, and a snake from Vogel's home. His family reclaimed 6 birds and 2 cats. The snake was transferred to a reptile rescue, and the 2 remaining cats will be available for adoption. Vogel died December 4th from gunshot wounds, suffered in a shootout with police. Police say he shot 100 rounds or thereabouts and fired at homes and moving vehicles. Des Moines area police want people in that community to know that leaving your car out in a snowstorm will cost you. The police in Des Moines and surrounding communities issued more than 1,400 citations to people who didn't follow snow removal ordinances over the weekend. Under those rules, drivers typically can't leave vehicles on the street after an inch of snow has fallen. The rules make it easier to clear the streets. Fines for violating the rules vary by community. In Des Moines, vehicles left on the street during snow removal are fined $35 and may be towed. In Altoona, the fines were recently increased to $25. One estimate finds that it will cost more than $3 billion to eliminate all ash trees from Iowa's communities as the infestation of the emerald ash borer marches forward. The estimate comes from State Forester Paul Taki, who said there are more than 3 million ash trees in Iowa's urban areas, which are all at risk of being devoured by the destructive insects.
Once you reach the point where ash trees are declining and dying, basically every ash tree in town will be dead in 5 to 6 years. And the longer you wait, the longer you stick your head in the sand, the more impact you're going to have and the more troubles you're going to have when it finally shows up at your doorstep.
Taki says communities should start with a tree census and an action plan. He expects the Asian beetle to spread relatively quickly through counties in southeast Iowa that are now under a firewood quarantine. It's not unusual for endangered ash trees to comprise 15% to 20% of a town's total tree inventory. Taki says Iowa cities and towns will face new budget challenges as the Asian beetle widens its attack on ash trees across the state.
They have absolutely got to be removed because they're going to present a public safety hazard to the citizens of that community and to homeowners. We estimate just the removal costs of those ash trees as they start to decline is going to be $3 to $3.5 billion. Somebody's going to have to pay for that.
Burlington alone is looking at removal expenses of $1 million for nearly 900 ash trees, including rural areas where cutting them down is not as pressing. The state has up to 60 million ash trees. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, most of the 35,000 homes and businesses in Maine that are still without power after last weekend's ice storm could have their electricity restored today. One utility says for about 11,000 of them, it may not be until tomorrow. Power is still out for tens of thousands of customers from Maine to Michigan and into Canada. Some people who ordered gifts for Christmas are still waiting for those packages to be delivered. UPS says it has extra people working to make sure the late packages are delivered today or tomorrow. UPS and FedEx blame the late arrivals on poor weather in some parts of the country, as well as the large numbers of people ordering online and last-minute orders. A 72-year-old American kidnapped in Pakistan by Al-Qaeda more than 2 years ago says he feels totally abandoned and forgotten. A video was released today of Warren Weinstein, who was working for a U.S.-based development company when he was abducted in August of 2011. Weinstein pleads with the Obama administration to negotiate his release. Activists say the Syrian government has set conditions on allowing food into rebel-held town near Damascus that's been under military blockade for months. The local town council says residents in the community have agreed to fly the national flag of President Bashar Assad's government, and rebels in the town are handing over their heavy weapons. And there are now new headaches for holiday travelers in Europe today. A surprise strike by Lufthansa workers at Paris's main airport has prompted flight cancellations. An official with the Paris Airport Authority says all Lufthansa staff at Charles de Gaulle Airport called in sick today, leaving no one to register passengers for the airline's 22 flights out of the city. Lufthansa unions in France say they're protesting tight staffing and a shortage of managers during the holiday season. News time is 8:11.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson True Value for all your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut Street in beautiful downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In the funeral announcements, Terrell W. Klon, age 71 of Oakland, died Sunday at the Janet Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Terrell Klon will be today at 11:30 at the Fellowship of Faith Christian Center in Oakland. Reconvened Funeral Center Home in Oakland has arrangements. Ronald Jacobs, age 77 of Griswold, died Monday. Funeral services for Ronald Jacobs will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Howard J. McCorkle, age 88 of Adel, died Saturday at Adel Acres. Funeral services for Howard McCorkle will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart, with a celebration of life service to be held 10 a.m. Saturday at the DeSoto Calvary Baptist Church with a lunch to follow. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Robert Bob Wegner, age 85 of Manning, died Monday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Bob Wegner will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Beulah Von Beatty, age 95 of Avoca and formerly of Hancock, died December 19th at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Beulah Von Beatty will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Mabel Anderson, age 76 of Lewis, died Tuesday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Mabel Anderson are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. And Helen Rechtenbaugh, age 88 of Des Moines, died Monday in Pleasant Hill. Funeral services for Helen Rechtenbaugh are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.